My name's Baden Williams. I'm the president of Little Sisters. I've been president for nearly over 20 years. And I can say it's not a safe place to live in Little Sisters now.
Technically, under the intervention, alcohol is not meant to be bought into or consumed in town camps. Does that happen here?
It happens here, and it's really bad it happens here. I think when that came out, it made people drink more.
How many people would you say come out here and drink?
We get visitors from communities out bush coming in. And here alone, in my community, there was only about 60 or 40. But now, every morning I wake up from sleep, there's over 100 people. I don't know where all they come from.
Do you want people here drinking in this community, in Little Sisters?
No, I don't want people to drink in this community. I want my community to be a dry camp, dry area. Just, you know, that's what I'm just calling on the government to help us with this thing, just to make my camp as a restriction of alcohol a dry area. When we ring up the police and report the people drinking here, they say, oh, we'll get someone there as soon as possible. That's about 3 or 4 hours later when people gone. Or probably people sleep, they rock up, or not at all.
Does it make you feel, and does it make other people in this community feel unsafe? You know, when you've got around, as you say, about 100 people each day sort of coming in from out bush, drinking as well.
It does feel unsafe, you know. When a lot of people come in, you know, and my biggest fear is, you know, when younger girls in the house, you know, and all these visitors come on, we don't know what's happening, you know. There might be abuse, like sometimes, I'll just go on this one, sometimes when there's a lot of drunks coming in, there's a child abuse, like a lot of the drunks eat their kids' feet, you know, and whatever they see, they just eat it off the shelf. And the kids have to go to school, and they have to get up late, miss out on the bus to the school. That's because of them visitors coming into town. Like I said, when I wake up, there might be 100 or so in the morning, every morning visitors coming in.
Can you stop them from coming in? Is there any way that you can actually stop them? Or does it have to be someone else who says you're not allowed to come into this camp?
Well, I thought there was rules and policies about all that. You know, the government said very clearly when they first introduced intervention to us that there'd be rules and policies of who would come into the communities, to the camps. And we got, as you're coming into the communities, there's a big sign there. Anybody that can read knows what that sign means. And what is it doing? When people come in from the communities, they come in fight and they bring their problems into town from the community.
My name's Mary Williams. I live at Little Sisters, house 10.
How do you feel living here?
I don't feel safe just from seeing different people now. It's not like one house, there's fighting in nearly every house last night when we were sitting and noticing. Like if there's a fight, for example, when we call the police could come round, not straight away, it's about 2-3 hours later then, and by then, somebody will be dead by then, and, you know, the way, well, my people fight, you know, it's not a good way. They're always trying to kill each other, and that's why we want the police to come straight away to, you know, stop the fight and separate people, not take their time. Jenny Macklin promised here, when she came here, to Little Sisters, we'll help more, police will be patrolling and all that. We don't even see that anymore. Now, there's no help. And a lot of people from the camp here sort of giving in now. And they don't know what else to do now, just giving in. And someone else is taking over their houses and stuff. We've got other people from another town camp filling up here. Now, because Little Sister is closest to the pub and takeaway bottle shops and stuff. So they will fill up here then. 2 o'clock, 2:30, they're all coming back with their carton of beer or what else, you know, and because they can't drink in the creek, they get kicked out of the creek. They have to take it 2 kilometers, so they bring it back to the house then and drink in the house. And then the kids have to be, they're scared to stay in the house, so they go play outside all day, no feed. The drunks come back with their grog, go into an air-conditioned house and drink there, so the police won't see them.
Lately, it's been every night, and people fighting on the street, on the little road. People getting bashed over there, bashed over there, bashed over there.
You've lived here for 20 years. Would you say the situation now is the worst that you've ever seen it?
Yes. It's worse than I've seen it before. And it's very bad. Because, fighting, drunks fighting, and people talking about suicide, you know, not only alcohol, there's drugs. We don't even know what other drugs people using. And that never used to happen. I remember people used to just drink quietly and just go to sleep. Now, in this time, after that intervention, everything just gone worse.
Do you feel like you've been let down by the federal government?
Yes. I feel really, really let down by the federal government and the government itself, you know. We vote for them people and they don't even help us, you know, when we ask for help. And that's a really biggest thing, you know. The people that we vote for should really listen to us and open their ears up when we're asking them for help. It used to be a good place to live in. It's not anymore.